Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
5:04 p.m., October 17th, 1989.
The Cypress structure looks like it is just completely collapsed.
The Cypress section of the Nimitz in Oakland pancaked, killing 42 people. There were survivors.
We do have a confirmed person alive.
Among them, 6-year-old Julio Berumen and his 8-year-old sister, trapped by the tons of debris that flattened their family's car. Their mother and authorities thought their father were dead in the front seat. Pediatric surgeon Dr. Jim Betts crawled in, forced to amputate the boy's leg to free him.
Caltrans was ordering us down off the structure because it was unstable, but we all felt that as long as the child was alive, Julio was alive, we needed to stay there and finish as best we could the extrication and get him off the structure.
Betts had to lie on his stomach in the hot, cramped space and cut through a dead woman in the front passenger seat with a chainsaw to pull little Julio free.
We took it as a surgical procedure. We all agreed that no matter who the people in the front seat were, that in order to save this child's life, that they would allow us to do that.
Betts was stunned when the children's father showed up at the hospital looking for them.
I remember getting chills a little up and down my spine and thinking, oh my gosh, wait a second, who was in the vehicle?
It turned out Berumen's mother and a family friend, another woman, were the dead. Father and two kids are still with us today, living in the East Bay.
I haven't had contact with either Julio or his sister, Kathy, in decades. I do know that both are doing quite well.
Julio Berumen did not respond to a request for an interview. He has said that he's moved on, putting the family tragedy behind him. Today at 72, Jim Betts is still saving lives at what is now UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital. That terrible day, I was on an off-ramp, exiting the Cypress, when the earth shook and the freeway fell down with a roar behind me. My housemate was in an airport shuttle van on the lower deck. She was one of the 42 people killed. It was Jim Betts who found that crumpled van with my friend inside, right next to the car that held Julio Berumen, which enabled us to retrieve her body. That trauma taught me and Betts never to take a single moment for granted and always be ready for anything.
When I'm driving, I try and have my situational awareness of where I am. My car is pretty much loaded with everything, but I also don't like to stop under an overpass.
Dr. Betts would rather look ahead, not behind, and he hopes the rest of us will too.
There's much more that we all have to do to be prepared.
Knowing the really big one is still to come.
It could be tonight, tomorrow, the next day, next week, next year.
In Oakland, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.